Today's show is brought to you by March Madness. Can you believe it's March Madness? I mean, there's so much madness. I can't believe how much. It's just mad. I'll be honest with you, I don't follow sports.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this script.
You're having a hard time this morning.
I heard there was a feather involved.
Oh, Mitch.
With Mitch. That's all I'm going to say.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Do you have stuff to clean this mess of a break room?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Welcome to March 20th.
National Ravioli Day.
National Ravioli Day.
Ravioli is one of Italy's most popular pastas.
It's a very popular day for pasta lovers. It's National Ravioli Day.
Ravioli is delicious.
That better be ravioli.
You should try the ravioli.
Do you have ravioli?
Wow, what's ravioli?
Happy National Ravioli Day.
Oh, ravioli, my favorite.
Ravioli.
It's showtime.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get some now.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Like most days.
The Mike Show. So darned happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also, our live show and feature channel on Alexa.
Hello!
Yep. How do you get it? Well,
I don't know.
Mail us a self-abused stomped antelope to Radio 434 Lynchburg.
Gross.
Yeah. And we will get you that no so
get you arrested.
Yeah, so Alexa, all you got to do is enable the skill. Just one time you say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and then the blue light spins around and then she does it, and then every time after that you just want to listen, you say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
And she will. You can get our podcast on Alexa. That's even easier. It's not the live show, but it's the show that we did that day, and we repack all the segments into the podcast. We did like 240 podcasts last year. Did you know? Did I mention this already?
I'm not sure.
On air. Did you know that this show is the 220th most listened to podcast in Denmark?
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. And did you further know? That on the Alexa device, I said on the Alexa device,
hello!
The geographic location that most listens to us on the Alexa device,
hello!
The UK.
Huh.
We are huge in the UK on Alexa.
Yeah.
So, hi. And the 220th most listened to podcast in Denmark.
Did you know that they wore wooden shoes in Denmark?
I did, and I do, and I requested that you wear wooden shoes today just because of that fact. Did you, in fact, wear your wooden shoes?
I didn't because I couldn't find any in my size. I did, however.
Okay. All right. I have a fix here. You know we have a wood shop right downstairs.
Yeah, but
right below us.
I think you'll like what I did better.
I think we should just go downstairs and we should get a couple 2x4s and we should strap those suckers onto your feet. Problem solved.
Then I could kind of like ski everywhere.
Well, no, I mean, we're going to cut them to fit your feet.
Okay.
Or we'll cut your feet to fit the wood.
I don't know.
Either way.
I am wearing wooden underwear, though.
So is that your solution?
Yeah, it's not.
That was your solution.
Quite as in fact, it's not comfortable at all.
I wouldn't know. Anyway,
I forgot to sand the inside.
Ooh. So, well,
yeah,
could be sanding something.
There's that.
So I have been totally obsessed with this television series called Resident Alien.
Yeah.
Okay. and the actor who plays the alien. How the hell do you pronounce his name? It's Alan Tudyk. Tudyk.
Yeah, that's what I would guess. Like Tudyk. But
well, here, let's do Alan.
Ask our pronouncify girl.
Yeah, let's see if she should have a pronunciation on.
Get her on the horn.
How to pronounce? How to pronounce Alan Tudyk? Tudyk. Yeah, here it's our pronouncify lady.
Alan Tudyk.
We were right.
There you go. Yeah,
were correct. Yay! It's Alan Tudyk.
Alan Tudyk.
Okay, so that he like not just one.
Yeah, that was my prison name.
this is Alan.
Yep.
And Alan has quite the resume. Okay.
Go on.
Not only does he play the alien in Resident Alien, but he also plays Hey Hey, the chicken in Moana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they showed him. This is Girlfriends. This is not Alan Tudyk. But he also played a whole bunch of other characters. He played Sonny in iRobot. He was in Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
Surprised me that he was the robot from iRobot.
Yeah, he was Sonny. He voiced Sonny.
Crazy.
Let's see. Resident Alien. He's done voices on American Dad, Grimsburg. I don't know what that is.
He was trying to fong everybody in A Knight's Tale.
Harley Quinn, Spider-Man 2, Transformers. Once Upon a Studio, Peter Pan and Wendy as Mr. Darling, Bridgewater, Strange World, Disenchanted, Zootopia. He was the voice of Duke Weaselton.
Okay.
Encanto Sing Along, Playing God. I'm scrolling through, but a bunch of Robot Chicken stuff, a bunch of cartoon stuff, Frozen 2.
Who was he in that?
Aaron Delian, soldier, Duke of Weaselton, guard. He was in Aladdin. He was the voice of Lago.
He was the Duke of Weaselton in Frozen, and then such and such Weaselton in Zootopia.
Yeah.
Huh.
He was Gary on the Santa Clarita Diet. He was in Deadpool 2. But the one that blew my mind, well, of course, he was Hey Hey in Moana.
Yep.
But the one that blew my mind, and I'm gonna find it right now. Don't look.
Look away.
You're looking away?
I'm looking away.
Good. All right. He was.
I'm the lookingest, awayest SOB you know.
Let's see. Yep. He was. I'm going to get rid of this screen right here.
Am I still looking away?
You are looking away.
Okay.
Look away. And now, look. Now you can look. He was Steve the Pirate in Dodgeball.
What?
Steve the Pirate in Dodgeball. That is him. He's my favorite pirate. Anybody ever ask who's your favorite pirate, I say Steve. Alan
okay.
Tudyk. So.
Alan Tudyk.
Yes.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So there you go. He is officially, literally my favorite actor
now.
Yeah.
Do we pay that pronouncify girl? Because she's got an attitude.
Well, she does have an attitude, but she's got a sweet side too.
Okay, you know, well, I've never seen it.
Well, occasionally. All right, coming up. So there you go. Mind blown. Alan Tudyk. These are he's our Actor of the day.
Very Alan funny show, Tudyk. By the way. Resident Alien?
Yeah, Resident Alien is phenomenal. Three seasons, and it's new. It's relatively new. Everybody said, oh, that's an old, that's like from 2016 or 15 or whatever. No, it was 22, 23, and 24.
Yeah.
And the new season is out right now on the Cock, on Peacock. Do you have Cock?
I mean, I don't.
Well, see, okay, they it used
how,
to be.
How much is it?
It used to be. It used to be like HBO Max,
right?
Was the app that you could get, and then they just shortened it to Max.
Okay.
So with Peacock, well, they should just shorten it to Cock.
Have you pitched that to them?
Well, I mean, you know, it's it falls on deaf ears.
They don't return my calls anymore.
It just falls on deaf ears. But anyway, do you have the Cock?
I mean, no, I don't.
Why don't? Why don't you get you some Cock?
Do you have the Cock?
I have Cock for miles.
I
have the Cock for days.
I don't. That's not.
Yeah. No, we've got. And I've got the Sci-Fi, and I've got the Cock, and I've got the Prime.
What are we talking about?
And I've got all the apps that I have for my TV.
Oh, okay. So
I've got the Optimus Prime. I've got the Hulu. I've got the Netflix.
Yeah.
I've got the Max. I've got the Paramount.
Okay.
So I might as well just buy the damn cable.
Yeah.
With all the apps that we have.
I just have Netflix.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't watch a whole lot of stuff.
Well, maybe I'll burn this season of Resident Alien onto a laser disc for you.
I don't have any way to watch that.
All right.
If that's a thing I can watch.
Okay. So anyway.
Well, here.
Let's do this. We'll get you connected to the interwebs.
Okay.
And we'll see what you can watch. Let's see. All right. So anyway, coming up on the program, of course, we've got your five random facts. We got your stupid criminals in the news.
Are we online yet?
Well, it's working on it. It's working on it.
I'm feeling something.
Pray nobody picks up the other extension in there.
You've got mail.
Oh, there we are. We're online. Okay, there we go. So anyway, coming up on today's program, of course, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts.
Yep.
We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in the news. It's Wide Open Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about your March Madness bracket and top other things that have a 1 in 9.2 quintillion chance of happening. Okay, because that's the odds of a perfect March Madness bracket.
Quintillion.
9.2 quintillion chance of happening to have a perfect bracket. So we'll talk about that on our top list. That and so much more. It is the Mike Show. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Attention, employees. This is your boss. It's come to my attention that our performance level and productivity has dropped off significantly. As of now, I want each and every one of you to focus on your job and give 110% of your time and efforts to this company. Now, as far as March Madness is concerned, be sure you complete the entire brackets when I pass them out. And remember, if you don't pick enough upsets in your Sweet 16 or Elite 8 picks, you'll be disqualified. Oh, and if Higgins wins again, this is the last year I'll volunteer as bracket manager. That is all. Oh, by the way, beer pong in the break room at noon. Thanks.
Yep. It's me as a manager.
Yep. Yeah.
What could possibly
pretty accurate.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong? Hi there.
Hey.
It is The Mike Show. It's March Madness. Did you know? Well, and yesterday was the first official day of spring.
Okay.
Well. Did you know that?
It didn't really feel like it.
Yeah, well, I know. Around here, it really didn't. But, you know, it's gotta chug along. You know,
yeah.
it felt more spring-like the week before.
Yeah.
But anywho's. So March Madness happens around this time every year as well. And there are people who follow college basketball year-round. Then there are people who really just care about this week. The brackets are being passed around. And if you want to fill one out this year, you need to get on it because the first round starts tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. In a new poll, 30% of Americans, with an M, say they plan on doing a bracket this year. More than half of them will put some money on it. Many of the people putting money on brackets are doing it as just a random office pull. Keep it fair. Here, Tiger, keep it fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Another poll asked if people considered this type of thing gambling. 51% of people say they do.
Of course it's gambling.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're putting money on a sports team,
yeah,
or multiple sports teams, many, many sports teams. And of course it's gambling. 25% of people surveyed said it's not gambling, and 24% aren't sure.
Okay.
About 1 in 3 Americans say they plan to follow NCAA March Madness this year. It's unclear how many of them are in for the long haul and how many will drop out as soon as their brackets bust or their team loses.
And this is basketball we're talking about?
This is.
Okay.
This is college basketball.
I yes. know sports stuff.
Yeah, of course you do. So did you know the odds of a perfect March Madness bracket?
4-1.
9.2 quintillion. Okay?
That's yeah. what I said.
We've never heard that word before either. So to help put it into perspective, check out today's list. It's our top list today. Top other things that have a 1 in 9.2 quintillion chance of happening.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
You can read that every time?
I should not.
Okay, yeah.
All right, here we go. Number one, top other things that have a 1 in 9.2 quintillion chance of happening. I've already effed it up. Take two. Top other things that have a 1 in 9.2 quintillion chance of happening. The Starbucks barista getting your name right.
Okay. Off to a good start.
Joe Biden making it up a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
Your Southwest flight landing on time. The ladies on The View using their inside voice. Top other... That was a good one. Top other things that have a 1 in 9.2 quintillion chance of happening. Nick Cannon using a condom.
Oh.
A day going by without a Trader Joe's recall. Your teen saying thank you for, well, anything.
Yeah, just whatever.
A bachelor couple getting married and staying together. Top other things that have a 1 in 9.2 quintillion chance of happening. Prince Harry getting a job. Oh. Travis and Taylor lasting. Yeah, I said it. And married sex.
Yeah.
I said it. The Mike Show. It is the, what is today, hump day?
I mean.
Spend it with somebody that you like.
Yeah.
Right? Coming up, what are we going to do? Coming up, we've got news, and then we've got not happening. headline news. That is all on the way. We're going to get really smart with your five random facts as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Need a workout buddy for 2024? Well, now is your chance to save 20% off your monthly dues when you refer a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia. When you refer your buddy to the Y and they join the Y, then you will both receive 20% off your monthly dues. You and your buddy can get healthy together while also saving up to $192 a year. Not a member? Join today with a buddy and you both can still save 20% off. Be healthy, be active, and save money by referring a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. This is not headline news. Today is International Day of Happiness. For those of you who are married, happiness means a feeling of pleasure, contentment, or forget it. The Starbucks Spring Menu is out. It features a variety of drinks, but they all have one thing in common. Your name's misspelled on the cup. Apple ended plans to build an electric car. They couldn't find enough Apple genius mechanics. A small stone vial discovered in Iran contains lipstick that is 4,000 years old. It's the oldest example of lipstick not found on Cher's face. And the average Wall Street bonus fell by 2% this year. I don't know about you, but after hearing that news, I can barely eat. This is not headline news.
Yeah, it's not. It's the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition of the program. And I didn't queue up the next article. I did nothing.
So today is the National Day of Happiness?
Sure. All right, so can I go on a rant a little bit?
Sure.
I hate Microsoft Teams.
Okay.
I hate it. Hate.
So it doesn't spark joy for you?
No, there's no happiness here.
Okay.
When it comes to Microsoft Teams. So so we had a meeting yesterday, conference call, Zoom-style meeting, not using Zoom, which I have, and it works, not using our broadcast system because it works, and I could have easily sent everybody an invite to hop on, and it would have been great. But no. So I'm helping out with the events at Three Roads, okay?
Okay.
And so I was invited to hop on their front of house, you know, tap room managers meeting, because they don't just have the one Three Roads here in Lynchburg. They've got one in Farmville, which was the original, and then they have Ballad Brewing down in Danville. So I was invited to hop on to their meeting and introduce myself and you know, tell people what I'd be doing, you know, with the events in their different tap rooms and stuff like that. So anywho, I pride myself when it comes to clients anyway, of being prompt.
Yep.
Of being on time, of overperforming and just I'm very, 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 very fastidious this way. Okay, if I say that I'm going to call you at 11:15, 11:14, and 50 seconds, I'm hitting the button.
Mm.
Okay. So my clients expect this.
Yeah.
Okay. And I never want to let them down. So yesterday, I had to pick up our youngest from school, but I still had plenty of time to get back to the house and hop on this this meeting on Teams by 4 o'clock. Okay.
Okay.
So I get to the laptop, which, by the way, I already booted up my laptop and I had it running because it's an older laptop, and sometimes, you know, updates and things like that, you know, just takes so much out of it.
Right.
And it just bogs it down.
Yep.
And then, you know, if I'm on the other side of the house, you know, the Wi-Fi isn't the best over there, you know, because the house is so big.
I'm rich. You're not.
Anyway. So I crack open the laptop. Everything's fine. I go to the email, you know, or go to the thing, and I click the link, and nothing happens. And I click the link again. Nothing. Okay, so then I'm like, I think I have Teams. I'm pretty sure I have Teams. So I go and I find the app and I click on the app. Okay.
Okay.
And then it says, okay.
Unusual.
Yeah. Because it needed to update the app. It's been years since I've used the TeamUp.
Yeah.
So now it has to update and has to basically download all these updates to my computer. So now it is now 4:05, and I'm getting texts from people saying, "Hey, are you joining the meeting? Hey, are you joining the meeting? The meeting already started. Are you joining the meeting?" So I look on the email, and there is a join by phone telephone number that I can punch in a code and join the audio way, like a loser who has no technology.
Okay.
Like my dad, okay? Like your 98-year-old Nana could join the call just by dialing a telephone number.
Yeah.
Okay? But nobody can see you, and they can't see that you've joined the meeting. I don't know if they can. I don't know. And so I join, and the Big Daddy Chris is already... He's running it like a boss, because he is, and so here I am interrupting, going, "Hey guys, sorry I'm late, you know, blah blah blah, technology is great, isn't it?" and he's like, oh hey Mike, glad you could make it." I was like, okay, fantastic.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, it's not good. So that was how Teams did for me. But wait, there's more. Okay. So then it finally, we're halfway through the meeting, and it finally is done updating. All right. And I'm ready to launch Teams.
Okay.
And then I press the button. I have to re-enter my username and password. And
sounds simple enough.
Yeah. Well, it is when you have Google Chrome, and Google Chrome stores your passwords and autofills your passwords for you.
Okay.
Because I have a billion passwords.
Yeah.
And I don't do the same password for every damn thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm not an umdum, but I should, because I'm an umdum. I can't remember my damn password. For the last time I ever used Teams, I can't remember my password for Microsoft, because I never use anything from Microsoft. So I don't remember the password. Do you think there is an easy solution to this problem?
I would imagine. Okay.
Negative. So I type in my username, and then I click on where it says password, and usually that's where Google Chrome will autofill my password for me.
Right.
And Microsoft Does not. So then it says, there's a little thing where it says, forgot password. And so I click on it.
Okay.
And you know what happened?
I'm guessing nothing.
Absolutely, positively nothing. I received no email to reset my password. I received no FAQ page to help me find or figure out what my password is. You know, like what was your first pet or your mother's maiden name or whatever. So nothing, no prompts whatsoever.
Well,
it
maybe
it just went to a blank screen, and then the app went to some error screen that said log back out and restart app. And all the while, this meeting is taking place. And I introduced myself. I told them what I'm going to be doing at each of the tap rooms. And it was fine. It's blah, blah, blah. And the meeting's almost over.
Okay.
Finally, I don't know how I did it. Honest to God, I have no recollection at this point how I actually got into Teams. Okay.
Okay.
But I actually didn't connect to the meeting because by the time I had figured this screen out, the meeting was over. It was done. And Chris goes, "All right, good night, everybody." And then click.
Perfect.
Okay. So then, I mean, it was literally at that moment I clicked connect to meeting. And then the prompt says waiting for a host to connect you. The meeting's over.
And you're still waiting.
And yeah, I closed everything out. And so I have not attempted to use Teams again because I don't use it. I don't use it for anything.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to for the next meeting next Tuesday because, you know, that's and then presumably if I'm going to have events meetings and stuff, I'm going to have to use it.
So next time, try and log in Monday night. That'll give you plenty of time to
sure. I know you're being funny, attempting to, but I'm actually thinking of actually doing that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking of just letting the damn team sit there and run all night long.
Yeah.
But like I digress.
Lionel Richie.
Yeah. It's the Mike Show. So. Is your inbox full of unread emails?
That's a personal question. It's none of your business.
Yeah. I have... Good Lord. How many emails do I have just in my inbox? Just in this one inbox, I have 30,263 emails. In this one email.
Why?
Because I never delete anything. I never delete anything, and I've got a bunch in there that I've never ever read. Because even if it's spam or music submission from some company in Denmark.
Sure,
wait a minute, we should probably
the ones in Denmark.
In Denmark,
sure.
We definitely should. But anyway, so are you one of those responsible adults? Are you the guy who gets back to zero unread emails each day? Or is your inbox full of them?
No, pretty darn close, though. I
really?
Yeah, I have maybe two or three emails.
I'm the opposite. I am,
none are unread, though.
As evidenced, I have tons. I probably have 10,000 unread emails.
Jeez.
In there. Of the 30,263.
I've sent you like 9,500 emails that you never respond to.
Now, if it's a client... I'm on it. I am like Johnny on the spot. I am on it. If it's if it's anything related to this business, I am on it. My kids do not email me. My family does not email me. It's all work related.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I've been trying to get a hold of you about your car's warranty.
Yeah. A new study found letting your email stay cluttered like that might be affecting you and your mental health. more than you realize. It found people who let emails build up or use their inbox like a to-do list are more likely to forget about stuff and let it fall to the wayside. And it that can be a problem when it's something like a reminder to pay a bill. They found that a cluttered inbox can leave you feeling flustered, disorganized, frustrated, and it could even be costing you hundreds of dollars a year in things like unnecessary late fees. That said, 52% of people with cluttered inboxes claim that they like the way they do things and they don't need to change anything. That's me.
Okay.
As for the inbox zero crowd, it's 71%. 71%. I feel like they don't... Wait, that's a... Oh, okay. So the inbox zero crowd, 71% of them said that they don't need to change a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm totally fine, obviously, with the way I do things. Now, I do have... I told you, and I shared this with the entire group, Team Up.
Yeah.
I have the Team Up program that keeps us organized now.
Yeah.
I love Team Up.
Yeah, seems to be working pretty well so far.
It is. I love Team Up. Here, I need to open this up here. Open up my browser, and then I need to log on, get online. Here we go.
Yeah.
That might have been part of the problem with Team Up.
Feel free to go get a snack.
No. Yeah, see, it's getting there.
Yeah.
It's getting there.
Hopefully your mom doesn't pick up the phone.
Your mom?
Yeah, wait a minute.
All right, so anyway, so with Team Up, as
you've got mail,
as you'll be able to see in a second.
Oh, here we go.
It has different calendars that are color coded, and then if you have an event or something that is on, that could fall on multiple calendars, because mm-hmm. we have a Three Roads event calendar now. Because we do the every Thursday, and then we're doing the Three for Madness, which is on 4/20.
Yep.
And we're going to be doing a whole bunch of other ones. We did the Winter Beer Fest or the Holiday Brew Fest.
Yep.
We did the Summer Jam. So there's going to be a lot. So that'll go on one calendar, one separate calendar, and then live remote broadcasts will go on another separate calendar. Which we have Lynchburg Maker Fair coming up on Sunday. We're going to be out at Randolph.
Yep.
Now, if it's an event that falls on both, like the Three Roads event calendar and a live remote, then you see the colors are like candy cane.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. Then we have the live in studio guest calendar.
They don't taste like candy canes, by the way.
No. They taste like a screen. Your monitor. And then we have the production calendar that's going to be that's on there as well. So the Team Up has really, really, really. This is not a commercial for Team Up. I wish you guys would pay me something for this endorsement, because it was life changing. Mm. Dare I say? Once I mastered Team Up, which was, it's really intuitive and it was very, very simple for me to figure out. Once I mastered it and plugged in all the events that we have, so far, it was like this.
Okay.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here we go. All of our peeps.
Yeah.
Okay. All of our peeps now have Team Up, or they should.
Yeah, if you're watching us right now, look to the left of your screen and you'll see what's going on.
You can't see it.
No.
But all of our peeps have the Team Up now, and there should be no reason that any of our peeps go, I didn't know about that event. It's all in Team Up. It's all in Team Up. It's right there.
Got the
and it's,
Team Up.
And it's not... Okay, and so you out there might just be saying, well, it just looks like a calendar program. Well, that is true, but it's way more than that. I can share... Yeah, I can share this calendar with anybody who gets it. And all you have to do is download the app or log in on your browser, and you already have it. I sent you an invite.
Yep.
And you clicked on the invite, and you downloaded the software, or downloaded the app, and you have it. So you can see all the stuff that we have going on.
What was the blood sample for, though?
Well, don't ask about the stool sample. Now, Desiree...
I don't even own a stool.
Desiree, because she schedules our Theatre Thursday people, Desiree is permitted to change the calendar for Theatre Thursday. So she can make updates and edits, and she can insert things into the calendar. And then, you know, so, and Hannah is the admin.
Yeah.
Cat's out of the bag there. But yeah, so now everybody's on the same page, and all I have to do is send little email updates and reminders to you guys about our events that are coming up. So yeah, the big events for you, the listener and viewer, that we really want you to come to is first off, we're going to be at Lynchburg Maker Faire out at Randolph. That gets started at 11 on Sunday. That'll be the first one.
Yeah.
Then the next one we have Maker Faire. Then, you know, of course, we're still doing all the Thursday mic'd up pop-up happy hours. This Thursday, it's Renee Ruth. So come and join us for happy hour from 5 to 7 at Three Roads in their downtown Lynchburg tap room. And then we've got, I said Maker Faire. It's in April then. I'm kind of jumping the gun. I'm getting like JoJo the Idiot Circus Boy here. We've got on April 13th, we've got the ArcAid Music Festival at the Arc of Central Virginia out off of Bedford Ave. That's going to be taking place, 11 o'clock on?
Yeah, on the 13th.
Or 1 o'clock to 7, something like that. I'm really, really
and
I'm down with it.
For those of you who were around last year when we were talking about ArcAid.
Yeah, you said...
Yeah, there were... I said you should have an ArcAid.
An arcade.
At ArcAid.
At ArcAid. It's the ArcAid Music Festival. It's a fundraiser for the Arc of Central Virginia.
Yep.
And you said we should have an arcade at ArcAid.
Yep.
And now...
It's happening.
Yep. We got the mobile arcade plus three great bands. Now...
That idea came right off the dome.
Yep. April 19th, Radio 434 is the media sponsor for Sister Hazel. They're going to be in the Warehouse Theater on the 19th of April. And then April 20th, 420, it's our Threefer Madness. It's a festival out at Three Roads in their downtown tap room in Lynchburg. We've got three great bands. We've got the Chapsticks opening up. We've got the Pincers. And then we've got the Thrill Billies out of Roanoke, who will be wrapping up the day's events. Plus, we have vendors. It's the Lynchburg, Love Lynchburg Marketplace with all the vendors are going to be there. Thanks, Caleb, for that. Plus, you know, food trucks, all kinds of great activities and things. It's family friendly, too. And of course, plenty of beer from Three Roads. So come on out. And then, good Lord, we've got on April 27th, we've got the United Way 5K on the runway. May 4th, we've got International Festival and the Blank Canvas Block Party. So we are going to be busy, 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 in addition to the regular Thursday thing that we do at Three Roads.
Yeah.
It's nuts. Nut burgers. So very, very, very happy about that. Wow, we've been talking for 22 minutes.
I need to put my colonoscopy on the theater, on the calendar. Or the theater.
Yeah, please.
Might be something people want to watch.
Speaking of which, it is the Mike Show. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
an advanced practice provider, is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required, and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
It sounded like R2-D2. Wow.
A little bit
in there, yeah. Anyway, here we go. Five random facts. Number one, Idaho has the only U.S. state seal that was designed by a woman. It was designed by Emma Edwards Green in 1891. Number two, speaking of states, everything is bigger in Texas. Texas is so big.
How big is it?
It's so big that El Paso is closer to San Diego than it is to Houston. And there's a small city called Texarkana in the northeast corner of the state. It's closer to Chicago than it is to El Paso.
Did you know?
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Yeah.
Did you know that if you cut Alaska in half, both halves will still be larger than Texas?
Number three. So are you body shaming Texas or Alaska? Or are you body bragging on Alaska?
Yeah.
Yeah, but most of it's frozen.
Most
of it's frozen.
Do you not eat ice cream because it's frozen?
I like it to get softer. I let it sit out for a while.
Yeah, I bet.
Number three. One of the crew members who died on the Titanic was named Joseph Dawson, and his tombstone says J. Dawson. The letter, J. Dawson. But James Cameron didn't know about him when he picked Jack Dawson as the name for Leonardo DiCaprio's character in the Titanic. Ever since then, though, Joseph Dawson's grave in Canada gets a lot more visits and flowers.
Well, that's nice for him.
Yeah, that is nice. And by the way, there was plenty of room on door, Rose.
No, there wasn't.
Plenty of room on the door, Rose.
They tested that.
No, just slide your butt over just a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
And Jack Dawson could have got on that door with you. But instead, I'll never let you go. I'll never let you go. Ew. Blub, 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 blub. I'll never let you go.
It's a movie. You need to let that go.
Bye, Jack. Bye. Jacksicle. Number four. Half of the gold that's ever been found on Earth comes from the, how do you pronounce this, Witwatersrand, and that is, where is that, in South Africa. That's half the gold comes from there.
Wow.
Number five, the tradition of bridesmaids all wearing the same dress goes back to ancient Rome, that all dressed the same as the bride to confuse any evil spirits that showed up at the wedding to snatch her away. Decoys.
Okay.
I like it.
And I wonder if any bridesmaids ever got snatched away, though.
You never know. So there you go. Those are your five random facts. That's your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
One, two, three, four, five.
Random facts.
You know, sometimes I feel bad for the outro of that, because it doesn't get as much play as the intro.
Well...
Witwatersrand.
I mean, you know, we paid as much for the outro as we did the intro, so we probably should use every single day, but sometimes we don't. All right. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by the YMCA of Central Virginia.
This is Ed. Ed loves the Y. Ed's buddy joined the Y because Ed told him how great the Y is. Now Ed and his buddy both save 20% off of their monthly dues. Ed and his buddy are getting healthy together. Ed refers his other buddies to the Y, too. Now Ed and two of his best buddies are saving on their monthly membership. And you can, too. Not a member? Join today with a friend and you'll both save like Ed. Be healthy. Be active. Be like Ed. Refer a friend to the Y and save.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Berg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. For breakfast, check out The Break, a burrito with bacon, scrambled eggs, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and salsa verde. Or the Chicken Break Burrito, with adobo chicken, scrambled egg, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and habanero barbecue sauce. How about the Steak Break, a burrito served with thinly sliced ribeye over scrambled eggs, provolone cheese, avocado, tater tots, and salsa verde. Each just $10. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RedoraSpecialty.com/cafe or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. So, should I give this thing a tug?
Yeah, why not?
There we go. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault.
Get that sound out of here.
Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. It is less than a month away from the tax deadline. Are yours done yet?
Nope.
Do my taxes. Woo! And I ain't happy. Can't wait until I'm done. Can't find no write-offs. Stupid tax form that I find dumb.
Can I
get off? I see the IRS taking money from me, so I had to hide some from 23. It's a great big risk, and I hope that they bought it. It's gonna be a bitch if I gotta get an audit.
So now there's talk about adding a fourth traffic light. It would be white for the autonomous vehicles.
Okay.
So...
don't they already have that flashing thing?
Well, that flashing thing is for emergency vehicles. But this is for self-driving cars.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Autonomous.
So,
yeah.
But why? I mean, why? what a self-driving car is going to look at the stoplight? Is that the way it would work? Anyway, well let's get the answer from AI.
In order to improve traffic flow for autonomous vehicles and human drivers, get ready for a fourth traffic light. Green means go, yellow means slow down, red means stop, and the new white light signal means we have expanded the computational modeling to account for foot traffic and tells human drivers to simply follow the car in front of you for a... Or maybe the fourth light was supposed to be purple. Oh well, back to the drawing board.
Alright.
Yeah.
Let's go to viral videos. There was a couple in the Bahamas. They were recording when their golden retriever saw a dolphin. And it went in the water. It really, really, really wanted to catch the dolphin.
Oh, it's right next to her. Look.
We live in the Bahamas, and today a dolphin came in our canal. And I have a golden retriever, and she is obsessed with sea creatures, and she jumped right in after it.
She wants to play so bad.
We have seen dolphin in our canal before, but our dogs have never gone in after it.
Wow! She's swimming with a dolphin!
Let's see. Okay, we got a lot for stupid criminals, by the way. Let's see.
I wonder who would win, like, playing Connect Four. Like a dog or a dolphin?
I would imagine a dolphin, because their brain's a little bigger.
Yeah, plus they got that long nose.
Yeah, probably. All right. Jenny McCarthy was on Watch What Happens Live after show on Monday. The Watch What Happens Live after show on Monday. She was asked about her times at the wild Playboy parties. And here is what she told Andy.
Jenny, what do you remember from your Playboy days?
Oh, my God. Where do I start?
Really? Was it a positive experience for you?
For me, because Hap was married at the time. And there was that big Playboy scandal TV show special.
Yes.
They asked me to be part of it constantly. I'm like, listen, I didn't have that experience. Pamela didn't have that experience.
Right.
We were at a different time, I think.
Right.
I was there when his kids were throwing bacon at me in high chairs.
Right.
It was like the perfect time.
Yes.
But there was so much still sex going on with gross celebrities in the grotto areas and
right.
stuff like that. I went to the party, so I got to see a lot of that action because there was only hot women and the ugliest dudes.
Oh.
They were really, really old. It was like Viagra Central.
Oh my God.
Oh man. All right. Let's see.
Only hot women and old dudes is the new Netflix series. It's coming out.
We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Since it's International Happiness Day, here's comedian Nick Griffin on the old adage, money can't buy you happiness.
So I need more money. Said that the other night, some guy goes, money can't buy you happiness. I'd like to do my own research on that. Someone's always got to say that, though. I don't know, it's just self-righteous or whatever. Money can't buy you happiness. Money can't buy you happiness. Okay, but can I be sad in a nicer apartment? That's what I want. I want to be sad in a nice... I have a tiny apartment. And you got to walk 5 flights of stairs to get to it. Yeah. Yes, 5 flights of stairs to get to a tiny apartment. So it's exhausting, then disappointing. It's like taking a really long hawk bus trip to Denny's.
There you go. That is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. I dare you. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we're going to get really, really stupid. With your stupid criminals, but don't despair. We have good news, and we'll share that for you as well to balance out the stupid, depressing things that happen in our world. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by the Lynchburg Regional Airport. Fly LYH. It's so much easier. Check Lynchburg first.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions.
and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
March is here, which means the Lynchburg Hillcats opening day is just a month away. Be sure to join us on Tuesday, April 9th at 6:30 as the Hillcats square off against Fredericksburg, ringing the season with all the festivities and pageantry of opening day. Make sure to get there early to secure your 2024 magnet schedule. Even better, every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to the following Tuesday game as part of our 2 for Tuesday promotion. Get your tickets for opening day at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Need a workout buddy for 2024? Well, now is your chance to save 20% off your monthly dues when you refer a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia. When you refer your buddy to the Y and they join the Y, then you will both receive 20% off your monthly dues. You and your buddy can get healthy together while also saving up to $192 a year. Not a member? Join today with a buddy and you both can still save 20% off. Be healthy, be active, and save money by referring a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. Time once again for stupid criminals in the news. A 37-year-old dad in Ohio named Adam Sizemore is facing charges after he kept calling his son's school to complain that they were giving the kid too much homework. He called the elementary school over and over in February, on February 29th, and on March 1st, to say his son had so much homework they didn't have time to hang out. Now, that's kind of sweet, okay?
Yeah.
Except he was verbally abusive to the staff and used vulgar language. They say he threatened the principal at one point and told him he better, quote, put his big boy pants on. The school eventually stopped picking up, so Adam called his local police department. And not just once, but 18 times he called the police department. He kept asking to talk to the chief of police and said things like, I pay your salary. They did put him through, but he got his voicemail, and he kept calling the police chief back. They told him he could come down to the station and talk to him in person, but he demanded the chief of police come to his house instead. That didn't happen, but several officers did show up to arrest him.
Basically, the parent didn't like that his child was getting homework, so he decided he was going to call the school and call the school repeatedly over and over again. He calls dispatch, I think it was 18 times, roughly.
I want to talk to chief.
Leave a voicemail if he doesn't answer.
I'm being very nice.
Well, then come to the police department, and we'll call the chief in, and you can talk to him in person.
I pay for him. He can come to my house.
Well, I'm going to send some officers out to your house to talk to you in person since you won't stop calling.
All right. So, yeah, that was a couple of Adam Sizemore's calls along with Oxford Police Detective Sergeant Adam Price talking about what had happened. They charged him with menacing and telecommunications harassment, which are both misdemeanors. And then there's this. Here we go. Okay. Police in Orange Beach, Alabama, were called to an intersection on Monday where a small Toyota SUV was continuously ramming an electric sign that said zero tolerance drugs and alcohol. That's what the sign said, and he just kept ramming it. Officers tried to stop him, but the dash cam video caught the driver repeatedly and intentionally ramming into the sign. It was pushed off the road and completely destroyed. Eventually, his vehicle got stuck. They were able to arrest him for several charges here.
Holy cow, he's doing it again.
The policeman's probably going to have to, like, block him in there.
How?
I don't know.
What, he's going to really go this time. Oh, my Lord, what is he doing? Zero tolerance for drugs and alcohol.
Oh, my God, what is he doing?
No, he squared up again.
those were some of the onlookers.
Oh, my gosh, what's he doing?
Yeah, he was arrested for several charges, including criminal mischief and resisting arrest. It's unclear what the guy's deal was, although they did say no drugs or alcohol were involved, which is surprising. The guy's 22 years old.
Well, zero tolerance.
No one was injured during the incident except the sign, of course, which was a total loss. It's valued at approximately $19,500. Yeah, it's a lot. And then there's this, a real estate agent in Australia got into some hot water a while back when she accidentally burned a multi-million dollar property to the ground while preparing for an open house. The house had renters at the time and the agent was running around tidying a few things up. She noticed some bedding that was hanging out back to dry and thought it looked bad. So she balled it up, took it downstairs, threw it on a shelf under a lamp. And then she turned the lamp on. About 20 minutes later, a major fire broke out and the majority of the house was burned down to the studs. They later determined it was started because the bedding and the basement light, apparently the light heated the blankets up, which were right up against it.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They caught fire, tore through the house, happened a few years back. Case was just decided in court. The owner told a judge that the real estate agent admitted it was her fault, telling him, quote, "Oh my God, I think I've burnt down your house." She even suggested that it was the bedding that probably did it. But in court, she argued that the owner and renters were also to blame because she wasn't aware the lamp would cause anything on the shelf to heat up like that. In the end, the court ruled that the real estate agent's negligence was at fault, saying she actively created the risk of fire and the consequent harm. Hmm. The company she worked for was ordered to pay damages to both the homeowner and the renters who lost all their belongings.
Jeez.
Yeah. Let's see. Is there anything else? During a traffic stop in Mississippi, MISSISSIPPI, a man randomly told police officers where they would find some skeletal remains. Here is Here's Commander Jerry Ford talking about the discovery and spontaneous confession from the driver.
The officer who was backing up went up to the driver door, made contact with the driver, and noticed paraphernalia inside his vehicle. The suspect at that time stated to him that he had information about a corpse in the nearby area.
Oh my.
Okay.
And then there's this. One more.
Jeez.
I know.
Lots
of stupid today. Two armed intruders broke into a home in Connecticut looking to steal a, quote, expensive cat. But couldn't find the animal and ended up leaving. Here is Camilo Florentino, a neighbor of the people who had their house broke into, talking about the incident.
Who's going to come and do a home invasion for a cat? I mean, let's be honest. I was on my way home and I called my wife and She's like, I can't talk right now. I got to call the police. Guys with guns came by, broke the sliding glass door, and she hung up. And I'm like, what's going on?
I couldn't find the cat, though. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. High school sweethearts from Michigan reconnected after 73 years apart and now spend every weekend together. Here's Joanne Blacken and Bill Hasinger telling their story.
Bracket Buster!
Nope, sorry. That's the wrong one. Here are the two high school sweethearts.
Aaron and I researched a little bit further and saw that his wife had passed away the year before. And I dropped him a note and said it would be fun to reminisce.
And I thought, well, it's interesting. We'll get together. So I called her and told her I'd be down. Neither one of us looked the same after 70 years. But once we got over that little bit of a shock, the personalities and the way we feel about each other just came right back.
Uh-huh.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah. Bracket Buster!
Sorry. That is the good news.
Yes.
I shouldn't do that. That is the good news. And the good news, by the way, is brought to you by the United Way of Central Virginia. They've got one of our many, many things on the calendar that we have upcoming in I believe, April. Let's get the date correct here. April 27. It's rapidly approaching. You need to get signed up for the United Way 5K on the Runway. You can go to their website as well. We'll tell you more about that in just a second.
See the Lynchburg Airport in a whole new way at the United Way of Central Virginia's 4th annual 5K on the Runway. Saturday, April 27th at 5 p.m. This flat, fast, and unique 5K course promises excitement. Adding to the fun, the new after party at the Banker Aviation Hangar. If racing isn't your speed, register as a spectator to enjoy the festivities. This event is limited to 500 runners, so secure your spot now. Visit United Way of Central Virginia's website to register today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org/events/5K or just look for the banner. It's right there on the website. Register today for the United Way 5K on the Runway. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?